Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3111, The Power of Ridiculously Small Steps by Kendra Adachi with becomingminimalist.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. We're going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. The Power of Ridiculously Small Steps by Kendra Adachi with becomingminimalist.com. I'm high-strung and inflexible, both mentally and physically, so yoga is a no-brainer for my aching back and caffeinated squirrel brain. For most of my 30s, I worked hard to make yoga a regular habit in my life. So often we build habits to support things we think should matter and actually don't. But in this case, my reasons for the habit were rooted in what mattered: mindfulness and a body that doesn't hurt all the time. All I had to do was make it happen. I attempted the whole, I'm going to do yoga for 30 minutes four times a week thing and built a big system to support it. I downloaded apps, I bought the best mat, the best blocks, and the best workout top. I had checklists and phone alarms. I even bought a pass for 10 hot yoga classes for accountability. Side note, if you want to feel like you have no control over your life, start your yoga habit journey at hot yoga class, where you sweat like a linebacker for 90 minutes and then can't drive home because your legs feel like they might be broken. It's super fun. Despite the system, I never once made it all 4 days. Nothing was working, and it was beyond frustrating. I wanted to learn yoga. My reason really mattered. No one was forcing me. Why was this so hard? Well, because it was too big. Even if you're trying to develop habits that support a life you deeply, authentically want, small steps are still your best bet because then you'll actually move. If instead you put too much pressure on yourself with a big system, you'll spend more time tending to its maintenance than developing the habit itself. My ridiculously small step. On January 1st last year, I did what many folks do at the start of a year and thought about my goals. I still wanted to build a yoga habit, but knew my approach had to be different this time. If I wanted to practice yoga on a regular basis, I had to start so small, it was embarrassing. My commitment? One down dog pose a day. Just one. And if you're unfamiliar with yoga, a down dog is a pose where your hands and feet are both, ideally, placed flat on the ground and your butt is in the air. It's how you'd make the letter A with your body in a game of charades. And with the exception of corpse pose, where you literally lie on the ground like a dead person, it's about the easiest yoga pose there is. Every day, I did one down dog. I bent over, put my hands on the ground and my butt in the air, held the pose for a couple of deep breaths, and then stood up again. Done for the day. Obviously, I felt like a moron going on this laughably low-stakes exercise adventure, but I was determined to stick it out to see if this approach might actually do something. Going big hadn't worked to develop the habit, so maybe going small would. For a while, the answer, at least from a results perspective, was a resounding no. I didn't automatically become more flexible, and I was not at all what you'd call zen. Still, my habit was too small to quit, so I didn't. I kept it up for weeks. Huge win on its own. I did my pose in the morning or before bed if I'd forgotten to do it earlier, and sometimes I'd do both. Occasionally, I'd do an entire sun salutation, a connection of a dozen poses that includes a down dog, which still took no more than 15 seconds. After about 4 months, I gradually built upon that first small step, I was now doing yoga maybe 30 seconds a day. I repeat, 30 seconds a day. Sure, on paper, the whole thing felt foolish. What a joke to think 30 seconds of yoga meant anything. But the joke was on me because I had developed a daily habit of yoga. And even though it lasted only as long as a beer commercial, I was really proud. I was moving in the direction of something I had always wanted, and ridiculously small steps had been my road to get there. Almost 2 years later, I still practice yoga every single day, even if it's just the one pose. Here's the thing about habits. You might think that if you don't build a big system to support them, it won't work, but I believe the opposite is true. When you start big, you give up before you even begin. But the smaller the step, the more likely you'll do it. The more you do it, the more you'll keep doing it, making it a meaningful part of your daily rhythm, which is the entire point. Embrace the power of small steps. They matter, they count, and they're the best way to create habits around what actually matters to you. You just listened to the post titled "The Power of Ridiculously Small Steps" by Kendra Adachi with becomingminimalist.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Kendra, guest writer on Joshua Becker's site. Kendra is the author of the book, The Lazy Genius Way: Embrace What Matters, Ditch What Doesn't, and Get Stuff Done, which has around 4,000 reviews on Amazon with a 4.7 rating, so very well reviewed. And you can find her online at thelazygeniuscollective.com. Her method is super similar to what I went through, even though I didn't really plan it that way. I started Tai Chi classes pretty slowly, one on 1 week, then two classes on another week, and I stayed like that for probably about 2 months. And only then I started going sometimes 3 times a week and or walking there, which is about 2 miles. If on day one I decided I was going to go 5 times a week or even 3 and walk there, I'm sure I would have quit. I started small, committed to one class, then committed to 10, and now I'm committed to going for 6 months, paid upfront, which motivates me even more to go so the money isn't wasted. And I'm still going. It really does work. Now, my first step was a bit bigger than hers, but go with what works for you. Just make sure it's not a leap instead of a step. So take those small steps today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.